You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Omnia Holdings Limited gave us their full year results this morning for the year ended 31 March 2024. If you remember, I caught up with Seelan Gobalsamy, who is the company's CEO, in November when we were looking at the first half of the year's results. So why not look at the second half of the year and see how that has performed? Good evening, Seelan. Lovely to speak to you again. Reflections on the performance? We've had some things developed since November, some things ongoing since November. How was the second half of the year and how's the overall year?
Yes, great, Jimmy. Good evening to you and to your listeners. Always good to chat. I think what we're showing now is a very robust performance of our underlying businesses. You know, we continue to deliver good profits and good cash generation. You know, if we step back and just think about the environment we've operated in, commodity prices declined by probably 50%. And what you're seeing is our profits staying, being very resilient and pretty much staying flat, you know, with our mining business delivering R1 billion and our agriculture delivering R1 billion of profits. Having said all of that, you know, it's all been converted into cash, which is always a good sign when you manage your working capital and your cash generation well. And today we announce a R3.75 ordinary dividend to our shareholders, a R3.25 special dividend to our shareholders, and continue to buy back shares. Our growth strategy in terms of growing our mining business and growing into the rest of the world through our joint ventures has also gone well during the
pandemic. Seelan, I want to look at the business in a bit more detail. I mean, you and I spoke about the three different divisions. Omnia is not just a mining business. It's not just an agribusiness. There's also a chemicals business involved there. And we caught up in November. The chemicals business wasn't doing so well. I think that was down around 95%. What's the state of the businesses now as we reflect on the full year? Has performance recovered in some of the other divisions? And how is that normalized at this point?
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely correct. I think in the challenging environment in our chemicals business has continued in the second half of the year, and the business, the chemicals business, has performed far below our expectations. I think what has happened, though, is our agribusiness and our mining business, you know, has performed extremely well, which negates the difficulties we faced in the chemicals business. And overall, you know, our group has a very resilient performance. The growth in the mining sector has obviously far exceeded the value that the chemicals business has not generated. And that demonstrates our diversification strategy. You know, it demonstrates our diversification between chemicals, agri, and mining. But also, you know, growth has come from our international operations, Indonesia, Canada, our JV in India, you know, which has also offset some of the challenges in the local business.
Seelan, the other business that we had looked at initially, and we touched on this in November, was that Zimbabwean business. The hyperinflation in that environment and the fact that you had to obviously change the reporting currency into US yes. dollars. This is the first full year that we've now done this. This happened in April of 2023. We spoke about it mid-year to say this is a necessary change. How has that sort of come through in the business? And is the Zim business still a concern for you at the moment?
Yeah, the Zim business is definitely a concern for me. I think, you know, we have had years of a very challenging environment, you know, hyperinflation being one of those. You know, it creates a reporting challenge, so it's very difficult to understand how the business performs. But, you know, what we can say is that business hasn't performed as well as we would have liked it to have performed. You know, we have to relook at our operating model in Zim, and it is something that is very concerning for me. You know, our businesses in SADC, both our Zambian business and our Zimbabwean business, hasn't performed the way we would have liked it to have. But our agribusiness in South Africa has done incredibly well. You know, the volumes have been ahead of our expectations, and that business has offset, you know, some of the headwinds that the other two businesses face.
Seelan, I want to move on to some positive news, because there certainly was a lot of positive news. And I mean, the share price absolutely reacting to all of that news. I mean, that was up almost 10% at one stage, closing the day around 9.7% in the green. I want to look at the business's improved sustainability efforts. We spoke about this being such an important area for you, and I see that the solar output generation has nearly tripled since or when compared to 2023. How is that going? Is that still an ongoing journey, or are you still planning to ramp that up as it stands?
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, we spent a lot of time today talking to our investors about ESG, and ESG is not only part of our program that we look at for our own plants and our own production, but it's also underpinning our customer value propositions in both agri and mining. So from a solar perspective, you know, a few years ago, we told our shareholders we will invest in a 5-megawatt solar plant. We've done that. We've enhanced that now to a 10-megawatt solar plant. We've put some solar in some of our other operations. And what we've also done is we've built a 180 megaliter reverse osmosis plant, which, you know, recycles water from our cooling towers and allows us to use that into our facility. So we reduce the pressure on the local utility. You know, also what we do is we ensure our business is more sustainable from an ESG perspective, and hopefully in the medium term, also reduce our costs. So we will continue to invest in greener technologies. I think what we said today is, you know, reminding our shareholders that we've made a 200 million rand investment in a business in Sweden, a business based in Stockholm, a business called Hypex Bio, which is really an alternative to ammonia-based explosives, a business that has a green alternative to that. It's commercialized that explosive. And it is blasting in a number of mines on in the northern part of Sweden, and we are busy building a plant to use that clean explosive in our business in Canada. So, you know, that's a real example where a green clean technology, you know, we will commercialize and take to all of our customers across the world over a period.
So, Seelan, what does that then mean for the focus of the business going forward? You and I caught up around the debt, and obviously a huge move from 2019, when debt was nearly 7 billion rand, to 2023, where debt was at zero and there was a 4 billion rand facility. But now the special dividend has come out, obviously rewarding shareholders. And now you've mentioned that you're continuing to focus on green across your business units. What do we expect for the new financial year?
Yeah, I think, you know, what we'll continue to do as a management team, we'll continue to be disciplined. You know, we will continue to diversify our earnings so that we ensure our company is resilient through cycles. And, you know, if we just go back to where we were in 2019, we did a 2 billion rand rights issue at 20 rand. You know, so we asked shareholders to put in 2 billion rand into our company. Since then, you know, we've paid back to shareholders circa 4 billion rand in dividends. You know, we've cleared out our debt. We've got a strong balance sheet. We've got access to debt facilities of north of 4 billion. And what we've also done is our share has moved from, you know, the 20 rand levels to whatever it is today, you know, maybe two or three times that amount. So I think our robust, considered capital allocation will continue. Shareholders will see more of that. They will see us focus carefully on where we spend our money. Not only will we spend our money on growth initiatives and growth initiatives outside of South Africa, so in the international markets, but we will also spend our money in the local market to protect and grow our core business in SADC. So, you know, our story will be consistent. You know, what shareholders will see is what we've been saying is, you know, we are geared for growth with our strong balance sheet, and we will continue to grow the value we generate for shareholders in the long term.
Discipline and consistency are the way forward in this strategy that has worked and it will continue to work for the Omnia Group. Thanks so much, Seelan, for those insights and for the time. Seelan Gobalsamy, who is the CEO of Omnia Group Holdings, joining me to report on their full year numbers following those great results that came out this morning.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.